Welcome to the Prayer Outreach Gospel Hour. This broadcast is brought to you through the supporting members and friends of Prayer Outreach Ministries in Toronto, Ontario. And we trust that you will be blessed as you open your hearts to the Word of God for your life. And now, for today's message, here is Pastor Wayne Cinch.
Praise God. Today's message is coming to you from Mark chapter 10, verses 17 through 18. It says, "And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeling to him and asked him, saying, Good master, what must I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God." Father, I pray that your word is going to go forth today under the anointing and power of your Holy Spirit, touching every listener today, O God. And I pray there'll be a transformation. There'll be a turning around. And Father, someone will come to know you in a much greater way than they had ever done in times past. I pray in your holy name. Amen and amen. Beloved, we are living in a day of materialism. We are bombarded by all kinds of materialistic things, and we need to realize that our focus and our main purpose on earth is to serve God. The Bible says the whole duty of man is to love God and to serve him. This rich young ruler, this was a young man who probably had received his inheritance from his family, from his parents. I don't know, but one thing I do know is that despite all the riches in his life, he was in need. He needed something more in his life. All the things that he had were not satisfying the longing, the craving, the desires of his existence were empty. And he was longing, and he heard that Jesus was in town, and he came to Christ with a longing heart. Beloved, just like this rich young ruler, I want to say to every listener out there today in today's broadcast that there might be somebody out there. Maybe you're doing well. Maybe you have a good job. Maybe everything seemed to be going your way. But I must tell you that the Bible declares that what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and in the end to lose his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? Nothing. This rich young ruler, his name was not mentioned in the Bible, but this man realized that somewhere along the line, he was lacking of a relationship with heaven. He had friends. He had money. He had riches in abundance. And verses 19 through 20, Jesus says, "Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud anyone. Do and honor your father and your mother." And he answered and said unto him, "Master, all these things have I observed from my youth." Oh, bless his heart. He had been a wonderful young man. He had been trained properly. The Bible says to train up our children in the ways of God, and when they are old enough, they will not depart from it. Maybe you might be out there. You might be successful. You might have all the things this world has to offer you. But if you do not know God the way you're supposed to, you are living your life in vain. I tell you, beloved, money can't do anything for us that God would like to give us. This man can't do it for himself. Only God could do what no one or nothing can do for him. And he recognized that. That's the honesty of this man. He heard about Jesus, and he realized that Jesus, the rabbi, the Messiah, the Savior, this man from Galilee, this man who grew up in Nazareth, who was born in Bethlehem of Judea, this man's message was love, forgiveness, peace, and hope, and eternal life. And he wanted He wanted to know more. He wanted to know how could he receive eternal life. The Bible says that he came running. Oh, I wish that everyone would run to God today and get hold of the presence of God. This man ran and he threw himself down at the feet of Jesus. And he knelt down before him and he asked him, "Good master, what must I do?" Maybe that is the question in your life today. You had been through enough. You have things in your life that you want God to help you with. Maybe there are situations that you cannot handle. Maybe there are circumstances that are uncontrollable. Maybe there are habits. Maybe you're bound by demonic oppression. Maybe it seems as though your life is messed up and it seems as though that you are facing a brick wall. This man came to God. He came to Christ. You see, the Bible says in John chapter 1 that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning, hallelujah, with God. God made all things, and there is nothing that is ever made that he never made. God made everything. In him is life, and his life is the light of men. This man realized that Jesus has the answer. I would like you to know today, beloved, you might be a good person, a religious person. It doesn't matter what religion you belong to. God loves you. He cares about you. And it is his goal, it is his plan that you have a relationship with him, that you come to him, to know him through his son, Jesus Christ. And this man, this young ruler came and he said, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit? I don't only want to hear about eternal life. I don't want to know about it, but I want to receive it. How can I inherit it? How can I have it? How can I get hold of it?" And Jesus had the answer. Hallelujah. Jesus says, you need to obey the commandments of God. You need to know God for yourself. And in verse 21 through 22, and Jesus beholding him, Jesus looked at him. He loved him. And I want you to know today that God loves you. It doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter of all the shortcomings in your life. God loves you just the way you are. You don't need to go get yourself cleaned up. You don't need to go and find yourself a better suit of clothing. You don't need to change yourself. We can only change the outside, but God changes us deep down within. One thing, Jesus says, that you are lacking of, you need to go and sell whatsoever you have. Give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and then you come, take up the cross, and follow me. And in verse 22, the Bible says he was sad at that saying, and he went away grieved. Why? For he had great possessions. You see, Jesus told him he lacked one thing. What was that thing that he was lacking of in his life? It was his relationship to God. The thing that was hindering him was his riches. He had called Jesus good. And if he will follow Jesus, he can't. And he would not be able to trust in his riches any longer, because now he will have to trust the ways of God. You see, beloved, he came and he surrendered his heart. He was honest, but he was not willing. You see, you and I can be honest with God, but if we are not willing to obediently follow God, we are not going to be blessed of him. And you see, he had called Jesus good. And if he will follow Jesus, he'll find out that the reason Jesus is good is because he is God, because only God is good. And that's what Jesus says, "Why callest thou me good?" Because, you see, God is the only one. In verse 18, Jesus said unto him, "Why are you calling me good? There is no one good except God." And he realized that Jesus is God. Jesus asked him to separate himself from his riches. You see, his riches were his priorities in his life. And I want you to know, beloved, there is no crime to be rich. It is not wrong to have all the wonderful things this world has to offer you. But it's a crime if you have all these riches and heaven is not your home. Jesus asked him to separate himself from his riches and follow him. Where would this lead him? Well, at this time, the Lord Jesus is on his way to die for the sins of this man. Jesus was on his way to the cross. Had he followed Jesus, he would have come to the cross for redemption. But the young man was sad at the saying. He was not willing at this moment of time in his life to stop and to think and to give up all the riches that he had been living for. He was not living for God. He was living for the riches, for the wealth, for the fame, for all the things that were handed down to him. And he went away grieved. Beloved, the only way that you can walk away grieved and empty and broken, it's when you do not turn wholeheartedly to God. For he had great possessions. Money will buy you a bed, but it will not buy you sleep. Money will buy you food, but it will never buy you an appetite. Money will buy you medicine, but it will never buy you health. Money will buy you a house, but it will not buy you a home. Money will buy diamonds, but money will never buy love. Money will buy a church pew, but it will not buy salvation. You see, Jesus invited this young man to get rid of that which stood between him and God. But was he willing? I don't know, for those of you who are listening me today, I don't know what stands between you and God. Is it a person? Is it a situation? Is it something that only God can remove? You need to honestly ask him to cleanse you, forgive you, and he will. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. If he had followed the Lord Jesus, he would have learned that the reason Jesus is good is because Jesus is God. Beloved, when we look to God, we will obtain mercy and salvation. I don't know at what point you are in your life today, but for those of you who are hearing my voice, I would like you to know that God loves you. He wants to change you. He wants to bring you into divine fellowship with him. Today's message is giving it all for God. Giving it all up for God. As we pray now and we come to today's message, I would like you to bow your hearts and pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I open my heart to your will and to your voice, and I totally surrender and I let go of the things that are standing between you and me, that heaven will be my home. May God bless you. And at the end of this broadcast, you will hear our address. Join us in one of our services and write to us. Let us know what God has done in your life. And if you would like to support us in any way, you can write to us, and may God bless you until next time. This is Pastor Wayne saying, God richly bless you.
What a blessing it was to have you join us in our broadcast today. This has been a presentation of Prayer Outreach Ministries. We are located at 587 Oakwood Avenue, one block south of Eglinton West. And if you are in the Toronto area, we'd love you to join us every Sunday at 11 a.m. in one of our miracle services. We also meet every Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. We'd love to hear from you and to know what God has done for you through this radio broadcast today. We can be contacted at Prayer Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 1346, Station K, Toronto, Ontario, M4P3J4. Our local phone number is 416-784-1312, and we have a toll-free number, 888-784-1312. Our email address is prayeroutreachministries.org. Until next time, God richly bless you.